Okay, today's daf is daf chaf gimel. So let's take it from the bottom of chaf beis and beis. The last two lines, the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan. Haya omid betrila, a guy is davening umayim shosin al birkav, and he realizes merak lime is coming down. So posik, he has to stop immediately, ad sheyichlu hamayim, until he stops. V'chozer mispal, then he could continue his davening. L'heichan chozer, so at this point, he had to be mafsik because of merak lime. Where does he return back to? So Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, both have a machlokes. Chad Amar Chozer, one holds you go back l'rosh, you start all the way from the beginning. V'chad Amar l'makom shepasuk, and the other one felt that wherever you stopped, you pick up where you left off. So the Gemara wants to know, what's a machlokes, whether you have to start all over again, or you continue from where you stopped? So the Gemara says, Lema b'ha kemithli. Let's suggest, they're arguing about the following machlokes, to which the Gemara says, in the top of Chav Gimel, Mar Saver, one holds, Im Shah k'dei ligmar's kula, chos l'rosh. That if you waited an amount of time until Merak Lime has stopped, it was the amount of time it takes to finish shouting Shemir Esrei. So let's say Shemir Esrei takes 5 minutes. So you were being mafsik for 5 minutes. So then that was a long hefsik. You have to start from the beginning. But Mar Saver holds that even if a person waits the Kedei Ligmor Eskula, the Malkum Shepasuk, that does not cancel out, does not nullify your entire Shemir Esrei, and you're still allowed to continue where you left off. So this was the initial suggestion made by the Gemara about Im Shak De Ligmar's Kula, whether you're Chos L'Rosh or not, and the Gemara has a problem with this suggestion. The Gemara rejects it and says, Amar Ravashi, Hai Im Shah Im Lo Shah Mi Barle. Had that been the Machlokas, they should have said, it's really about whether you waited and how long the Hafsaka was, or was it long or was it short? But the Gemara is not talking about how long the Hafsaka was. It's talking about when there is a Hefsik, do you go back to the beginning or do you not go back to the beginning? So that's not the machlokas. So the Gemara says, what is the machlokas, whether you're chos l'rosh or chos l'makom shepasak? Ella duchuli alma imsha kedei ligmor's kula chos l'rosh. Everybody is in agreement that if you do wait, there's a hefsek that takes 5 minutes, which again, I'm assuming 5 minutes is how long Shemir Esrei daven, just for now. So if you get to the point, you waited so long as if you could have finished Shemir Esrei, chos l'rosh, then everyone agrees you have to go back all the way to the beginning. V'hasam, over there in this particular machlokas where the guy had merak lime coming down his legs, b'dilosha, it's a situation where he didn't wait. He only waited 30 seconds, let's say. K'mifli, that's a machlokas. D'mar saver gavra d'chuyahu, at that moment when there's merak lime, that guy was not roy to daven. V'ein roy v'ein tfilasi. And therefore, since he was a gavra d'chuya, he wasn't fit to daven, so we have to reset his entire Shemir Esrei, and he has to start all over from the beginning. But the other opinion I felt, you don't have to go back to the beginning. You're not Chos L'Rosh. You go back to Chos L'Makom Shepasuk. He holds Mar Saver, Gavir Chazahu. This guy is fit to daven. He can still daven. U'tfilasa tfila. And therefore, he only goes back to wherever he stops. So the question is, a person who has Merak Lime, whether he's considered a Gavir Dechuya or he's considered a Gavra Chazahu. That's the Machlokas. Gemara now says, on the same topic, Tani Rabbanan, Hanitzach l'nekeva, a person who needs to go to the bathroom, al yispali, he should not daven. V'im yispali, if he does daven, with a need to go to the bathroom, tfilasa to'eva, his tfilah is considered disgusting in the eyes of Hashem. So comes along Amr of Zvid, the same others say, Rav Yehuda, lo shanu ela, she'enu yachal lishos ba'atzmo. It's only true if he can't hold himself back, and yet he forces himself to daven in that state. If a person is able to hold himself back from going to the bathroom, it's not that urgent. And even though we say don't daven in such a way, but if he does daven in such a way, his tefillah is considered a tefillah. The ad kama, how does one measure how long a person could hold himself back or not? So the Gemara says, Amar of Sheshes ad parsa. If a person is able to, in theory, walk an amount of time at parsa, and without having to go to the bathroom, that would be a sufficient time that he would, if he were to daven in such a state, it would be considered a good tefillah. Gemara now says further, others present this discussion of the ability to hold himself back from going to the bathroom or not, based on a brisa. The brisa had said if a person needs to go to the bathroom, his tefillah is a to'eva. But Dvar Mamur, when is this true? This is the Brisa commenting on that statement. Kishain Yachal Amor Al Atma, when he can't hold himself back. Aval Im Yachal Amor Al Atma, Tfilah Sa Tfilah. V'ad Kama, Amar Rav Zvid Ad Parsa. So this is the same exact thing. The only difference is whether it's being presented in the statement of an Amora, or it's being presented in the statement of a Brisa, but the same exact idea. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonason. Hanitzach L'Nukav Av Harezeh Lo Yispal. A person who needs to go to the bathroom should not daven. Mishum Shinamar, it says in the pasuk, Hikon lekras elokecha, one should be mechen, should prepare himself to greet God, Yisrael. So what does that mean? If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi writes here, I thought it was a Rashi here. But it's not a Rashi. Either way, the din is a person has to prepare himself to have proper clothing when he davens. So, not proper clothing, rather, this is the Gemara in Shabbos used this as a pasuk to wear proper clothing. The Gemara here invokes a pasuk to prove the person needs to have a clean body that he, in order to daven properly. So, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonas, on my dechsev, what does a pasuk mean when it says in Koheles? Shmor raglecha kasher telech el beis ha'elokim. You should watch over your feet when you go to the house of God. So, what does this mean? Shmor asmecha shel techta. Protect yourself lest you sin. Vim tacht, and if one were to sin, have carbon lefane, bring a carbon in front of me. Vikar of lishma, the pasuk continues to say, Vikar of lishma, you should be close to listening. That means, what does that mean, close to listening? Amirava, have vikar of lishma divrei chachamim, you should listen, if one sinned, you should listen to the words of chachamim, meaning what? Shim chotim, if a tamen chacham sins, mivin carbon ve'osim tshuva. When a tamen chacham does a sin, everyone does sins. But at least he does tshuva and brings a carbon. So if you were to sin, so act in the ways of the chachamim and do tshuva and bring a carbon. Mites ksilim zevach, but don't be like the ksilim. Val tiyak ksilim, the ones who are not tamid chachamim, the ame haaretz, shechotim mevi'im carbon. They sin and they bring carbonos. However, vein osam tshuva, they don't do tshuva when they bring their carbonos. Ki einam yodim lasazra, they don't know how to do evil. So this is a strange phrase as part of this pasuk. Ihach, if they don't know how to do evil, tzadikim, ninu, they're not ksilim. So the Gemara says, the end of the pasuk means, ela alti ksilim shechot mevi'in carbon. Don't be like Am Haaretz, who sins, brings karbanos. Ve'im yodim im al tova heim mevi'im o im al ra. They're not sure why they bring it. If they're bringing it for a good reason, they're bringing it for a bad reason. We don't know their intention here, heim mevi'in. Amar kadosh baruch hu, bein tov l'ra ein mavchina. They don't know the difference between good and bad. Hey, mevi'im carbon lefana, and yet they bring a carbon in front of me. So that's what the pasuk means. Don't be like these ksilim. Rather be like karav l'shmor divrei chachamim and do tshuva and bring a carbon. So Rav Ashivi, same others say, Rav Chanina bar Papa Amar, shmor nikavecha, protect your body, b'sha shata omeid b'tfila lefanav, make sure not to go to the bathroom when a person needs to daven. Make sure you're clean before davening. The Tanur Ban, again, that's along the same lines now, the Braisa tells us that Hanichnas Lebeis HaKise, a person who enters into the bathroom, and he needs to use the bathroom, Cholitz Tfilav Berachok Arba Amos, he needs to remove his tefillin 4 Amos before entering into the radius of the Beis HaKise, because already within Dal Amos is considered some level of Tumah. So the tefillin must be removed before reaching Dal Amos of the Beis HaKise. The Vanichnas, then he could go inside the Beis HaKise. Amr of Acha Barahuna, Amar of Sheish is a loshanim. It's only true ella bebeis akise kavua, a bathroom that's already been established as a bathroom. About beis akise arai, a temporary bathroom, which really means it has not yet been used. Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi halfway down the narrow lines here, arai shezem maschil achshav lasosa beis akise. You're the first one to use the beis akise, brand new bathroom. That's called the beis arai. So this is only true that you have to remove your tefillin dal amos before going to beis akise kavua. Back to the Gemara now, about Beis HaKise Arai, Cholitz, V'nifnal Alter, you could take off the clothing, the tefillin rather, right where you are, and use the bathroom. You don't have to have the Dal Amos before removing the tefillin. Uch Shuyose, when he leaves, though, now that he's established this as a Beis HaKise Kavua, he just made this into a Beis HaKise Kavua, so then when he puts the tefillin back on, now he has to be Marchik Arba Amos, he needs to go 4 Amos away from the Beis HaKise Kavua that he just established, and then Manichen Dal Amos in distance. Because he just made this into a permanent Beis HaKise. So asks the Gemara now. So that's in terms of taking off tefillin, putting tefillin on. Ibailahu maushe yukarnis adam betfillin the Beis HaKise kavua. Are you allowed to wear tefillin while using the bathroom? Lahashin mayim. Could a person go make ketanim while he's wearing a tefillin on his head in the Beis HaKise? So it's obviously very strange to us to think such a thing is permitted. But the Gemara actually says it's a machlokas amarayim where the person could wear tefillin during while he's being making ketanim. Ravina Shari, Ravina permits this. Rav Ada bar Masna Aser, he says it's prohibited from wearing tefillin in the Beis HaKise. Why? What's a machlokas? We would all think, of course, it's pashut. You shouldn't wear tefillin. So Aser Shailu the Rav. They ask Rav, what's the psaka? What's the explanation for the machlokas? And Amar Lahu, he says to them, Aser, it's prohibited from going into the Beis HaKise lahashin with tefillin on. Why? Not because it's asher to wear tefillin in the Beis HaKavua. Rather, because chashir and shema yipanet bahem, because you might have to make gedolim now, and that's a problem with tefillin on. Or, amrila, others say, shema yafiach bahem, you have to pass gas. So these are two reasons why a person should not wear tefillin on his head. But it had not been for these two concerns, me'ikar din, one would be allowed to wear tefillin when being mashin ketanim in a Beis HaKisei. But we assume one's not allowed to because of these two concerns. Tatani idach, another brisa says, Hanichnas lebeis hakisei kavu. A guy enters into a well-established bathroom, cholitz tefillah berachok arba amos. He needs to remove his tefillin 4 amos away before entering into the beis hakisei kavu. Umanichan bechalon, he places them on the windowsill of the bathroom. Hasamach le-Rosh Hashanah, that's next to Rosh Hashanah. We're going to see a few different stages here of where to place the tefillin, but at least at this stage, they used to place it on the windowsill outside near the Rosh Hashanah. So he's inside the bathroom, he's putting it on the windowsill where it can be accessed by the Rosh Hashanah on the outside as well. There were no windows here, it was a hole, the hole where there's a windowsill. For Nichnas, then he could go into the Beis HaKisei. When he leaves, Marchik Arba Amos, now when he takes the tefillin with him, he needs to step away 4 amos away from the Beis HaKisei HaKavua, and then he could put on the tefillin. That's all Divrei Beis Shammai. Comes along Beis Hillel, Omer Beis Hillel says, Ochsim Biyadov Nichnas. He says, no, you actually hold the tefillin in your hand while entering and using the Beis HaKisei. That's the position of Beis Hillel. You could hold the tefillin. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ochsim Bibigdo Benichnas. You should hold them like in your clothing, like a pouch, and that's, we don't want to hold on with your hand itself, but hold them in your baguette, in your clothing. Bibigdo Saka Daitech. The Gemara says, really? You'd hold them with your clothing in a little pouch, like cup your clothing in such a way? Zimnin Mishtale Lehu Benathli. That's not a secure way to hold on to the tefillin. They might fall. We don't want tefillin to fall, obviously. Ela Ema, Rabbi Akiva means, Ochsim Bibigdo Uviyodo Benichnas. Don't cup them in your clothing, but use your hand and cover your hand in your clothing and then grab on. We don't want you to hold on, but we also don't want your skin to touch the tefillin while using the bathroom. So there's a chatzitza, using the clothing as a glove, if you will, holding on to the tefillin. So there are three positions here. Either you put it in the window, like Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says you hold it barehanded. And then Rabbi Akiva says you hold it with your clothing serving as some form of a glove. And then v'nichnas. So then the Gemara says, that's all Shita's Rabbi Akiva, the last position. Manichin Bechorin, Hasmuchin Beis HaKisei. So when it comes to placing it in the windows or the holes, you should put it in a hole near the Beis HaKisei. V'lo Yanicham Bechorin Hasmuchin L'Rosh HaRabim. But where you should not place it is on a hole that's adjacent to Rosh HaRabim. Why not? Shema Yitlu Osam Ovrei Durachim. Perhaps a passerby will take the tefillin, steal the tefillin that's in the hole of the bathroom. We'll lead to a chashad. We'll see what the chashad is in just a few seconds. Umaisa b'talmud echad. Once the Talmud did this, he left his tefillin in the hole on the bathroom near the Rosh Hashanah. Sheniach tefillin b'chorin esmuchim the Rosh Hashanah. Ubas zona achas netaltan. A certain zona was passing by. She stole the tefillin. Ubas the base medrash v'amar. She said she had the guy's tefillin, had the name, you know, on the tefillin bag, and said this was a Reuven ben Shimon. Let's say. And she said, she announced, this Zona walks into the Beis Medrash and announces, Ru'u, ma nasan li ploni b'schari. Look what one of your Talmidim gave me. He gave me a schar. Now, obviously, this was all fake, but that's what she had claimed. And came and Shishama osa Talmud kach. The Talmud heard this, was terribly embarrassed. Ala l'rosh ha'gag v'nafal meis. He jumped off the roof and died. But osa shah, that moment, they made a gzera. Hiskinu sheyehe ochsan bevigdo uveyado v'nichla. Since this, we see this led to death, it was dangerous. So then they were gozer. A person should not leave them by the window of the Rosh Hashanah. Rather, you should hold on to them with your beged. So this should not happen. So Tanur Rabban the Brisa says now, Barishona initially, they hayu manichan tefillin b'chorin shasmuchin lebeis hakisei. Initially, they would place the tefillin on the windows near the bathroom. Uban achbarin v'nolin osan. So some types of mice would come and rodents would come and steal the tefillin. It was very dirty, obviously, there. It wasn't kept as clean as our bathrooms were, so there are many rodents running around, and therefore they would steal it. So hiskinu, shumun yichanosan bechalonos, hasmuchos, Rosh Hashanah. So apparently placing them by the windows of Rosh Hashanah was not infested with rodents, and that was safe from the achbarim, but then ban ovrei drachim v'nolin osan, the people passing by would steal it, so now it wasn't safe from the people. And therefore hiskinu, shehei ochsan biyadov nichnas. That's why they were misaking, as Beis Hillel said, to hold on to the tefillin while entering in to the Beis HaKisei. So Amrevi Miyasha Bereid Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Halacha, how do we paskin? When a person goes into the Beis HaKisei, Golan, he should wrap and come in Sefer, like a Sefer Torah. V'ochsen b'yamino, k'negaliba, hold in his right hand, adjacent to his heart, this way it shouldn't fall. That's the psak of how to enter into the tefillin, into the Beis HaKisei with tefillin on. It doesn't explain exactly how this is, but I would imagine, you know, the different ways to tie the tefillin, on the right side, on the left side, that's like where it's evenly balanced on two sides. That's how I would imagine it's being described here. But I only ask me dafka both sides, because sometimes you have a, you know, Megillah is really only one Eitz HaChaim. So you wrap it up in such a way, like you wrap up a scroll of a Sefer Torah.
With no covering.
It seems like there's no covering here, correct.
But it does have covering.
Yeah, but it's not talking about how to cover, it's talking about how to wrap it. So the wrapping is wrapped to like...
Just
yeah.
Wrap it and go with
exactly.
Wow.
So then the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef bar Manyumni, Amar of Nachman, Ubilvar shelo teritsua yotis mitachas yodo tefach. As long as the ritsuos, the straps of the tefillin, don't leave your hand, a tefach. They should stay within your hand. So somehow your hand is being considered like a chatzitza. It's covering it up. But if you have the ritsuos hanging out a tefach from the hand, that's already considered too much exposure. And that you have to be careful about, make sure it doesn't show. But then Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Amar Rabbi Zeira. Lo Shanu, this is only true Ella Sheish Shos Bayom Lulavshim. It's only true if after one needs to use the bathroom, there's more time in the day to put it back on and wear it to fulfill more mitzvahs of tefillin. About Ein Shos Bayom, let's say it's towards the evening. And by the time you come out of the bathroom, the sun has set now, so you're not going to wear tefillin anymore for the rest of the day. So then, Aval Ein Shos Bayom Lulavshim, Oslem Kimin Kis, Tefach, Umanich, and you should make a little pouch and put it away because you're not going to wear it again. Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bayom. During the daytime, when a person removes the tefillin, Golan Kamin Sefer, he should wrap it like a Sefer Torah. Umanich and Biyado, Kenega Libo, and hold it in his hand, places it against his heart. Ubalaila, Osalan Kamin Kis, Tevach, Umanich, and you should place it in some type of bag or box with a Tevach on top. We'll see the significance of a Tevach in just a moment, but you know, it doesn't seem to be describing the bags we have. Some people have, you know, the tefillin that, like, in the tefillin boxes, you have a thermos, looks like, you turn the top, so there has a tefach of space on top. That seems to be what's being described here, as opposed to a bag that most of us have that just seals it where there's no tefach of space. So what's the significance of this tefach of airspace? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, lo shanu ela b'chli shehu kliyam. When do you require tefach? Right, if you have tefillin, so if you have tefillin that's in its own bag, its box or it's a bag, so then you need a tefach of space because that tefach serves as a chatzita, and you can bring it into wherever you want to. It's protected from the tefach, it's protecting from the bag. But if I have my tefillin itself in a bag without a tefach, so since it's the kli, the bag of the tefillin, if there is no tefach of airspace, that won't serve as a chatzita to bring it into a makom tumah. Avah, but if you put it into another bag, Avah b'kli, sheinu kli, and I put it into, I don't know, a gourmet glop bag, that's not the tefillin bag, that's in by definition, that is not the bag used for the tefillin, that will be a sufficient chatita, even without there being an extra tefach of airspace, afilu, pachos mitefach, it's going to serve as a chatita, fine. The Gemara now says, one second, looking at Rashi, one second here.
So even if it's made for the
tefillin? One second, look at Rashi for one second. Rashi says, osa lehem kis tefach. Rashi says, "Dechalo tefach." There's an airspace of tefach. Dechashiv hakli ohel. It serves as ohel lahafzik beinam lekarkas. You can place it directly on the ground. Says Rashi, that's the function of a chatzitza and the tefach airspace. Yeah, Ezra. Exactly. You have to have a tefach somehow. So it has to be somewhat elevated. I don't know how it would be positioned in such a way, but it has to be some type of tefach airspace.
It's made clear that if it even has a tefach, it's no good. But that's what you're saying.
If it's not the kli of itself, then even without a tefach, you could place it directly on the ground. Correct. So then the Gemara says, "Amar Marzutra v'iz Tema Rav Ashi Teda." I bring you a raya.
Sharei pach. With the tefach, and it's made for the tefillin.
That works. It's a chatzitza. Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. Okay. Teda sharei pach in ketanim. If you have these small little kalim utensils, they're matzilin bo'el hames. Even though there's no chal tefach. So we see such a thing that even though, look at Rashi, Sharei Pachim Ketanim, Matzilin Behekiv Tzmid Psil, if it's sealed off properly like the Psukim tell us, Bo HaMeis, if you have these Pachim Ketanim and they're sealed, and it's in the same room as a mace, they protect from the tumas mace from penetrating into these kelim. So we see such a concept that you don't really need a tefach of a chalal to create a chatzitza, and that's what the Gemara says, only true if it's not the kli. But if it's something that's miyuchad to the tefillin, then that kli would not serve as a chatzitza unless it has an airspace of a tefach. So too would be the case of a of tumah. We have by tumah, we learned a couple weeks ago, you have an aron. And there's aron, there's tumah there. So if there's a chalal tefach, so then the aron's going to maintain the tumah within the aron. It's not going to penetrate through. But if it's going to be close to the mace, so then we assume since the aron is the kli of the mace, it's going to penetrate right through the chatzitza unless there's an airspace of a tefach. The Gemara now says last couple lines of Amud Aleph here. Amar Abba Bar Berchana. Kiava Azlinan Basri, the Rabbi Yochanan, when I was once following Rabbi Yochanan, Kiava Bay Lemeal, he wanted to go to the Beis HaKis, he was about to enter into the bathroom. Kiava Nakit Sifra Dagata, he was holding some Sefer Agata, some medrash she was learning. And what he did, Havi Yahavilan, he gave us the medrash she was learning. Kiava Nakit Film, when it came to holding on to the Tefillin, however, Lo Havi Yahavilan, he didn't give us the Tefillin. He went himself inside the Tefillin, very strange. Amar, why? He explained himself. Since Rabbanan permitted one to bring a tefillin in the Beis HaKisa, based on what we just saw before, because of listim, because of achbarim, so even though I could have given it to you, nintarim, I know I'll be protected. What that means, protected? Rashi says in the top line of Amud Beis here, ninat run yishmureni, the tefillin are going to protect me, achnisan imi, that I'll bring them in with me, v'yashmurini min hamazikin, because the Beis HaKisa, certainly back then, was full of tumah and mazikin and other crazy things going on there. So the tefillin, although he's not wearing the tefillin, by holding on to the tefillin, will protect him from being in there. Says the Gemara further the same thing. Amar Rava, Kiyava Azlinam Basri de Rabbi Nachman. I once was following after Rav Nachman. I was being Mishamish of Nachman, it seems. Kiyava Nakit Sifra Dagat. He was holding on to a medrash of some sort as well. Yavlan, he gave it to us to hold on to while he entered into the Beis HaKisa. Kiyava Nakit Tefillin. When it came to the Tefillin, however, Lo Yavlan, he didn't give it to us. Why? Amar Hol Ushuna Rabbanana Nitaran. Since Chacham permitted us to enter in with the Tefillin, now the Tefillin are going to serve to protect me from the Mezikin that are in the Beis HaKisa. So Gemara now says four lines down from the top. Tanur Rabbanan. Lo yochas adam tefillin biyado, v'sefer Torah bizaro, v'ispal. A person should not hold on to tefillin or sefer Torah while davening. Why? So look at Rashi in the top here, the top line. Rashi says, lo yochas biyado, v'ispal, she'ein daitim yushevas ala b'tefillah. You're not going to focus properly on tefillah. You're going to make sure you don't drop the tefillin, you don't drop the Sefer Torah, and since you're not going to focus on the tefillah, one should not hold anything during davening. Says the Brisa further, a person should not wear tefillin and go to the bathroom. A person should not sleep while wearing tefillin. Not a deep sleep nor a nap either should a person take during wearing tefillin. Rashi explains the reason for this is because lo yisham behen shema yafiach, he might pass gas, so you shouldn't sleep, take a nap wearing tefillin. So Gemara now adds on to other dinim that a person shouldn't hold during davening, not only tefillin or sefer Torah, but Shmuel adds on, Amar Shmuel, sakin umos o ka'ara v'kikar hara'elu kiyos ben. Anything else you're concerned, you're going to drop something like a knife, could be dangerous, you're going to lose your money, you're going to crack a plate, or your piece of bread might fall and get dirty. These are all other things a person should not hold during davening. What comes out from this Gemara, it sounds like something you're not so concerned about, then you would be able to hold during davening, like, a pen. If the pen drops, it's not a big deal. It sounds like from the Gemara, you'd be allowed to hold such a thing. But we pass, a person should not hold anything unless it's a siddur that helps you daven, or a lulav and esog, but outside of that, a person should not hold anything during davening.
Rav Bosner used to hold that you shouldn't be davening with a smartphone because of the same reason.
Distracting.
Right.
My fault, or the messages coming up, or the emails coming in.
He actually said that the lecha from here. That it's expensive and it might fall, so you just can't
concentrate. Okay, interesting. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
What about the fact that when people hold the Sefer Torah by Ashrei,
I think it's talking about Shmoneh Esrei in particular. I think during the whole davening, but there's certain reasons holding a Sefer Torah at that moment would be of a certain tzorech there at that point. But it's a good thought. I'm not sure. Yeah. Maybe that's why some have a katan holding it instead. I don't know. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Sheshish, less hilchasa kiamas nisa. We don't hold like this brisa. Which brisa? So this and then these next few lines are going to be very confusing. It's not going to sound very logical. Hopefully we'll try to make sense of this. But we don't hold like this masnisa. Which masnisa are we talking about? So Rashi says, look at Rashi three lines down from the top, the wide line still. Les hilchasa kiha masnisa, the katani lo yashin betfilm. That brisa that said a person should not go to the bathroom, lo yashin katanim with tefillin, that is not the halacha, meaning we allow you to, because that brisa is like Beis Shammai, as Rashi says, Damri le'el, manichin b'chalon ha-samach l'rishus rabim, v'lo yachnisim b'yadav v'yichanis. That Beis Shammai was the opinion that you can never bring tefillin in the Beis HaKisa, you must leave it by the chalon. Beis Hillel was the one who said, no, you're allowed to bring it in the Beis HaKisa with you. So the brisa we just quoted above here, that says a person should lo yashin b'tefillin, that's like Beis Shammai, we don't pass in that way, we allow one to wear tefillin while being mashed in the Beis HaKisa. So the Gemara explains, again, we don't hold to that brisa. That's Beis Shammai, because the Beis Hillel hash the Beis Hakise kavua shari Beis Hakise rai mi boye. If Beis Hillel on Amr Alf taught us that even in a Beis Hakise kavua you could enter into the Beis Hakise with tefillin, so certainly Beis Arai one would be allowed to as well wear tefillin to use the bathroom. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Now this is where it gets a little tricky. Meisivim. Dvarim sheitarti lecha kan, asarti lecha kan. That which I permitted here, I prohibited here. So what's here and here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says three narrow lines down. Sheitarti lecha kan bebeis hakise hakavua. That which Beis Hillel allowed to carry tefillin into Beis Hakise kavua, asarti lecha kan, I prohibited bebeis hakise arai. So now, that doesn't make sense, because you would imagine Beis HaKisei Arai should be more permitted than a Beis HaKisei Kavua. But let's just hold that thought for a moment. So now, I permitted you by Beis HaKisei Kavua to bring tefillin in, but I didn't permit you to bring to go to the bathroom in Beis HaKisei Arai wearing tefillin. So the Gemara says, my lab, what's he talking about? It's very cryptic. What's the topic of Mashi Tarti Lechakan, Hasarti Lechakan? What's the topic? What's the subject he's talking about? My lab, tefillin. It's not talking about tefillin. That Rashi explains, my love tefillin, she'amru, Beis Hillel, ochzem b'yado, v'nichnis l'beis HaKisei kavua. Beis Hillel permitted you to enter into Beis HaKisei holding on to tefillin. However, lahashin behem in a Beis Arai, to go to the bathroom wearing tefillin, that is aser. So we see from here that Beis Hillel also asers one lahashin with tefillin on. So the Gemara says, now, Iyamrit, if you're going to say Bishul Beis Hillel, this all makes sense according to Beis Hillel, that this statement of Masha Hadarti Chakan, Asarti Lechakan, that must be Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel Hadarti Lechakan, that's Kavua, and Asarti Lechakan, that's Beis HaKisei Arai. So this makes sense. Eli Yamar Beis Shammai, if you think Beis Shammai was the author of the statement that where it said, Dvarim Shitarti Lechakan, Asarti Lechakan is Beis Shammai, not true. Holo Sharu Vlomide, Beis Shammai doesn't permit anything. He asks going into Beis HaKisei Kavua, holding tefillin, and he asks us going to the bathroom Beis Arai as well. So he's a sarti in both cases. So it must be Beis Hillel, and we see that although Beis Hillel allows you to carry tefillin into Beis HaKisei Kavua, he doesn't allow you to be mashtin with tefillin on into Beis HaKisei Arai. So this goes against the statement of Rav Sheshes, that everyone really agrees that's usher lahashin Beis Arai. So the Gemara says, no, this statement of Dvarim Shitarti Lechakan, Asarti Lechakan, is not talking about wearing tefillin. Kitanya hi tatomen le'inen tefach utfachayim. When a person uses the bathroom, how much of his body should he reveal? The Tani, the Braita tells us, a tefach in front and two tefachayim in the back, how much of the clothing he should pick up or pull down. The Tani Chad, the one Braita teaches us, kishu nifna, when a person goes to the bathroom, gedolim, nifna is a lashon of gedolim, megala la'acharav tefach, he needs to reveal part of his clothing, only a tefach of the clothing from behind, la'acharav, ulefanav, and in front of him, he needs to reveal tefachayim, he needs to reveal two tefachim of clothing in front when he goes to the bathroom. And Tani Idach, la'acharav tefach, that behind only one tefach, ulefanav lo klum, and nothing in the front that he has to be revealed. So we'll get to the details in a second. But either way, this statement of Dvarim Shatarti Lechakan, Asarti Lechakan, has nothing to do with tefillin at all, has to do with how much of a person's clothing should be exposed when using the bathroom. So now let's figure out what's going on here. So when it comes to one price, it says, when the guy goes to the bathroom, Gedolim, one Tavach La'achorav, and Shei Tvachayim Lefanov. Yeah, the other price, it says, only La Tavach La'achorav, and nothing Lefanov. So what's going on? My love, Edivi Edivi, she's not referring to a man. And how much does a man have to expose when using the bathroom? And it's a machlok, it's not a machlok, it's just two different scenarios. Lokasha, kan legedolim, kan legetanim. So when he's making gedolim, all he needs to expose is one tavach la'acharav. When he's making ketanim, he needs to do two tvachim in the front and one tavach ba'acharav. Where he says, wait a second. V'tizvara, does this make sense? Ibiktam, if he's making ketanim only, la'acharav tavach lomali, why does he have to expose anything from behind? He should only have to expose tvachim lefanov. So Ella, idim, they were both referring to gedolim. And lokasha, there's no question. Habi ish. One referring to an ish. So when gedolim sometimes leads to ketanim as well. So an ish needs to reveal both tevach la'acharav and tevachayim lefanav. But an isha in her anatomy, all she needs to reveal is la'acharav, because even in ketanim are also going to be la'acharav and not going to go lefanav. So that's what the Brayis is referring to. Now yachi, that's the case. So then this makes a lot of sense. That Brayis that says dvarm sheitarti lechakan. Asar to the Chakam, the Brisa concludes, as the Gemara says, Ihachi, ha, the Katani Allah, that which it says on that comment, Zeu Kalvachomer, Shein Alav Tshuva, this is a Kalvachomer that you can't ask any questions on. So, my Ein Alav Tshuva, what do you mean there's no question? Darcha de Milsa, Hachi Isa. It's not a Kalvachomer. Men have an anatomy this way, and women have an anatomy this way. What Kalvachomer are you talking about? Just describing how the anatomy is, and then that would dictate how much they should have to reveal when using the bathroom. So, what kind of Kalvachomer is the Brisa referring to? Ella must be really referring to tefillin. We're going back to initially referring to tefillin, and we're saying that even though it's aser, even though it's permitted to Beis Hillel to bring tefillin to Beis HaKisei Kavua, it's aser to be mashin wearing them in Beis HaKisei Arai, and that ends up being a teyufta de Rava, who says that Beis Hillel allows you to be mashin with tefillin on in a Beis HaKisei Arai. Okay, so a little bit confusing now. So Gemara now wants to understand Amar Rav Sheshit, in the end of the day, Tiyufta, so this is a Tiyufta, again, Tiyufta de Rava, Amar Rav Sheshit, Tiyufta, we call Makam Kasha, in the end of the day, it's still a question. What's the question here? Hashta, Beis HaKisei Kavua Shari, Beis HaKisei Arai, Lakol Shekein. So if Beis Hill allows you to carry tefillin into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, certainly he should allow you to wear tefillin in a Beis HaKisei Arai. Beis HaKisei Arai is much less Tameh than a Beis HaKisei Kavua. So Hachi Kamar. The real Kavachomer is as follows. Beis HaKisei Kavua Dilekin Itzotzotz Shari. In the Beis HaKisei Kavua, where there's no sprinkles, there's no Mergam will get a person's body. So then if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Dileka, last line of Rashi, narrow line, Rashi, Dilekin Itzotzotz, Sheitzarach Lashavshon Bimino, if a person has some meraglim on his legs, there's no concern of anything, because the way it works is, in the Beis HaKisei Kavua, you're able to sit down, and when you're Yoshev, so then there's no concern of any nitzotz meraglim getting in a person's body. So therefore, you're allowed to bring in tefillin. But a Beis HaKisei Arai, where there's no place to sit down, where a person's omed, there is concern that Meir Glein might get on his body and he's going to need to clean it off. There it's usher to hold tefillin, because since his body's going to get dirty from the Meir Glein possibly in Beis HaKisei Arai, that's why it's usher to wear tefillin in Beis HaKisei Arai. And that's the difference. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. This is the distinction between a Beis HaKisei Kavua, that one's Yoshev, versus Beis HaKisei Arai, where one's Omed, and the Chashash of Meir Glein on the body or not. Amai, why does the Brayza say that this is Ein Olav Tshuva? This is a Kavachomer that has no Tshuva. Tshuva Ma'al Yasehi. This is a very good answer. We explain the difference. The difference between the standing up versus sitting down. So Gemara says, no. I told you, it's very confusing. Hachi Kamar. Ha Milsa. This idea of wearing tefillin in a Beis HaKisei Kavua versus Beis HaKisei Arai. Teisele. Well, they were talking about earlier about wearing it in the Beis HaKisei Arai. That was the statement of the Braisa. It's both then, but the statement had said, Lo Yashin Adam be. So then it says, Hachi Kamar, Ha Milsa, this idea of Tefillin and Beis HaKisei Kavua versus Arai is Teisele, but Taras Taima. Let's go based on a Svara. And we said, if you permit, Velo Teisele, but Kavachomer, let's take the avenue of a Svara. I mean, why is a Beis HaKisei Kavua Aser, right, permitted, and Beis HaKisei Arai Aser? Because of a svara, it's logical. Because of the meraglim, that's a svara. When the guy's yoshev, there's no chashash meraglim. When the guy's omer, there's a chashash meraglim. Let's take it from a svara. V'lo teisei lekavachomer. Don't learn a kavachomer. Because if you wanted to learn a kavachomer, the e'asila b'taras kavachomer, how he learned it from a Kal Vachomer, so then that Beis HaKisei is more Chomer than Arai, so if you permit it in a Kavua, certainly you should permit it in a Arai, and Zel Kal Vachomer Shein Lav Tshuva, that would have been a Kal Vachomer that you can't question. So really, had you been taking the route of a Kal Vachomer, we would have said Beis HaKisei Arai is permitted to wear or hold tefillin, because Beis HaKisei Kavua is permitted, certainly Beis HaKisei Arai is permitted. And that's a Kal Vachomer you can't question. But the Gemara concludes here, it's not based on a Kal Vachomer. It's based on a Svara, and the Svara is that since a Beis HaKisei Kavua, where there's a Kisei, there's no Chashash of Nitzotzos, therefore you could hold on to the tefillin. But a Beis HaKisei Arai, where there is no Kisei, where the guy is Omed, and there is a Chashash of the Nitzotzos Merglan, that's the Svara why you cannot wear or hold tefillin in a Beis HaKisei Arai. Gemara now says, okay, now it gets easier. Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us that Harotze Likanis Lasudas Keva. A guy wants to go have a meal. He's having lunch, having dinner. Mahalich Asar Pamim Arba Amos for Arba Pamim Eser Amos. The Gemara is giving some etzes how a person should clean his body, get his bowels to move a little bit, to go to the bathroom before him. V'yipana and Shidavacha Kach Nichnas. Do you want to make sure to go in an empty stomach? You want to, clean the system out. So you should walk 10 times Arba Amos or Arba Pamim, 10 Amos, walk back and forth, get the body moving, exercise a little bit, and that's going to, a person needs to use the bathroom, that's going to cause the body to move a little bit. And then he should go and eat. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Hanichnas Lasudas Keva, a guy who goes to have a meal, Cholitz Tfilov V'Acharkach Nichnas. You shouldn't eat with your tefillin on, you should remove your tefillin, and then you should eat. Why? Because you might get drunk, and it's not going to be respectful to wear tefillin in the state of shikr. Upligid Rabbi Yechia, Rabbi Yechia argues in the Amar Rabbi Yechia, Manichan al Shulchanon V'chein Hadar Lo. So he says, no. While according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you first take tefillin off in the outside room, and then you enter into the dining room. According to Rabbi Yechia, you could wear tefillin into the dining room and take them off at the table and leave them on the table with you. And when you put them back on also right next to the dining room table. Vad Emas, when a person puts them back on, at what point should a person put them back on? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ad Zman Bracha. When it comes to benching, he should put the tefillin on back on before benching and bench with tefillin on. Now, of course, much of this is not nogeir to any of us here, but Mirta Hashem, when we get to that point, return back to this point, then we'll get to follow all these halachas. So then the Gemara says, Tani Chada, one Braisa tells us, that Sora Adam Tfilava im Ma'osava Bafrakasuso. A person can wrap his tefillin with coins in his some type of head covering. The Tani Idach, the other Braisa says, Lo Yatzo, you're not allowed to. You can't put tefillin and money together. If it's a bag that's designated for tefillin, how do you desecrate it by putting money in the same bag? So what's the machlok is whether or not you can put tefillin and ma'os in the same bag. Lo Kasha, there is no contradiction. There are two different scenarios here. Ha b'da'azmane, ha d'lo b'azmane. It depends on whether or not you designated this bag, this handkerchief, as a designated for tefillin. If it was designated, if azmane, hazmane mil, so we say, that designating something would be considered significant, so now it's kedushas tefillin, and you can't put ma'os in it. But if it was something that was not azmane, d'lo azmane wasn't designated, it's just a regular bag, so then it's not. There is no kedushas tefillin, and you can put tefillin with ma'os together. The Amar Rav Chisa teaches us, this also appears in the Gemara of Masech Sanhedrin, the high sudra de tefillin dasmane lemeter be tefillin. If you have a bag of some sort that was designated for tefillin, tzar be tefillin, and not only were you mazmin it, but you also used it once for tefillin, hazmana, we pass in hazmana la milsi. You have to have hazmana in combination with actually using it at least one time. So you're mazmin it for tefillin, and you used it for tefillin once, then at that point, aser lemeter be pshita, you can't put coins in, that would be desecrating the kedushas tefillin. But azmanei v'lo tzarbe, if you designated for tefillin but you hadn't yet used it, or tzarbe, or you, let's say you used the bag for tefillin below azmanei but wasn't designated for tefillin, one without the other, then it would be permitted, shari lemeitar beizuze, then you can place coins in such a bag. Labaye damar hazmana milsi, according to Bai who holds hazmana is sufficient, by simply designating something for kedusha, for tefillin or something else, that is considered milsi, that is considered a designation, then all you have to do is azmane, once you've designated the bag for tefillin, afa gav de lo tzarbe, even though you have not yet used it for tefillin, then that has a din of kedusha tefillin. But let's say tzarbe, let's say you use the bag for tefillin, but so then the question becomes, azmane, if it's also been designated, then it's aser. But ilo azmane, if you never designated, even though you've used it for tefillin in the past, lo, that would not have a din of kedushas tefillin, and you would be allowed to place tefillin, rather mouse, inside the bag. Okay, I think we'll stop here. And Mirtz Hashem. So tomorrow I'm not around. I'm going to be away. And then we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem on Tuesday.
Is this good? Kiss me, Torah. Kiss? Is this the same meaning or is this or not?
No, not kiss me, Torah. Kiss now.